Repentance. When have you turned? A lot of people just came out of church. God doesn't want your Sunday scrap. He doesn't want you dressed up in your pride and your vanity and your carnality and your harlotry. God doesn't want that. He doesn't want that, sir. You're leading your family in carnality, harlotry, sin, and wickedness. I love you enough to tell you the truth. And let God blesses those who obey him. That's not you in the world. See, I struck a nerve. I could see a group of churchgoers come walking by. They're dressed in their Sunday finery. And that's not what God asks us to do.
Excuse me. My people are trying to enjoy their lunch. They don't need to be shouted at.
Really?
Yes.
I'm trying to enjoy my preaching. Could you tell him to turn his amp music down, that worldly music?
Listen.
Okay, we'll let him play the music and I'll just preach. Would you like a gospel card to find eternal life?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I'm just going to preach, ma'am. I don't like the music either. Thank you. We love you. Public sidewalk, lifting up Jesus Christ. The owner of the business told me, can I go somewhere else? So you heard me. Maybe he can turn his amp off. I don't like it. So I was saying, I saw a worldly church family go by. They put on their Sunday finery and pretend like they love God for an hour and a half. And then they go out and they live in the carnal world and they unite with Satan's culture. Does that sound like people that are born again by the Spirit of God? No. That's not people born again by the Spirit of God. That's people that are double-minded and they're false converts. And as I mentioned yesterday, who's going to call them out of their sin unless they hear from a biblical preacher? So a man just engaged me and I walked over and preached on the public sidewalk and he told me to go away. Catholic people just came from a Catholic service all dressed up in their harlotry and all their pride and vanity that's an abomination to God. And they laughed as I preached the biblical gospel. This is the fruit. They can't open the scriptures. They can't test all things to God's word. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow him. You're not following Jesus in false religion. You're not following Jesus as you keep worldly ways. My sign says, coming soon. God's wrath is coming soon. How will you escape the wrath of God that's coming as you live worldly, rebellion against God? Look at the culture. Sodomized, paganized, feminized, covered with tattoos and piercings and harlot dress, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, worldly entertainment, flesh, flesh, flesh. But America says, God bless America. We're going to talk about God bless America. It's not God bless America. America has a false God. Judgment is coming to America and the world because America is a corrupt, sinful nation, not built on the truth of God's word. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. Judgment is coming. Harley guys love to rev their engines up when they go by me, but does it stop the preaching? No. Yesterday somebody turned on their truck alarm and I stood next to it and preached. See, I don't even have an amp on. God's given me a voice to go and lift up the gospel and to warn people. Lest you repent, you're going to lose your soul. Lest you turn from every false way. One sin. Let's talk about how many sins it took Adam and Eve to get out of the garden. One. How many sins did it take for Moses to not go in the Holy Land? One. How many sins did it take for two priests to be killed in Leviticus 10 for their strange fire worship? One. After Jesus comes in grace, how many sins did it take to kill Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5? One. What one sin is going to keep you out of the kingdom of God? The rich man came to Jesus and said, what must I do? Jesus said, one thing you lack. Go sell your stuff, follow me. He loved his stuff. What do you love more than God? This world, your own life, your freedom, your false religion, your pride, your vanity, your entertainment, your sports, your politics. It's going to keep you out of the kingdom of God. What one thing do you lack, neighbor? That's going to keep you out of the kingdom of God. Jesus made the eternal way. Narrow is the path to salvation. Following the culture is going to lead to your death and your destruction. We love you enough to show you, tell you, prove it to you in the Word of God at our website for free. We don't take people's money. I work to support myself. Modern pastors and priests are lying to you, taking people's money to do Satan's work. But the biblical street preacher tells you the truth because he loves you and cares for your soul. You're deceived and following your own way. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Your way is going to lead to death, sir, unless you repent. I love you. Put that finger away. God's going to burn it up on Judgment Day. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the only way to eternal life. Broad is the road to destruction. Narrow is the path to eternal life. What are you living for, neighbor? What are you seeking? Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he's going to reap. What are you sowing today? Entertainment, flesh, carnality, and sin. Are you sowing to truth and spirit and goodness and righteousness? No. If you're of the world, you're not. You have to repent, neighbor. We love you enough to tell you that truth. We don't make money doing this. We're not popular. We sell nothing. We take no money. What are you doing with your life? How are you living? Are you trampling the blood of Jesus today? Actually, you are, neighbor. You're trampling the blood of Jesus as you live like the world if you claim a faith in him. Even atheists, man, God blesses those who obey him. That's not you if you're in the world. You're not obeying him, okay. But you need to repent then. Why did you say God bless then? Why would God bless anyone if they don't obey him? God blesses those who obey him. Jesus is a one-time act of love that God displayed 2,000 years ago. Judgment's coming. Repent, folks. Seek the kingdom of God. It's a true saying. Turn or burn, American neighbors. There's only two destinations. Eternity with Jesus Christ, the one who died and shed his blood for you. He doesn't want your Sunday church scrap. He wants your whole life lived. Or judgment, weeping, gnashing of teeth. Which one are you going to get, neighbor, on Judgment Day? Don't lose your soul seeking the ways of the world. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Open the scriptures. See that which is good, pure, and true. Test yourself. The Bible says, test all things. What are you living for? Why are you following the pattern of the world and not following Jesus who died and shed his blood? Jesus was not of the world. The disciples were not of the world. The prophets were not of the world. You can't claim a faith in Jesus if you're of the world. If you look, act, talk, dress, live like the world, you're of the world. And Jesus said, my sheep are not of the world. Big contrast, big difference. You can't be of the world and claim Jesus Christ. You got to repent and come out of the world and live holy. Live obedient to the word of God. Not like the Sunday church systems that are full of sin, corruption, feminization. That church there, a lady came out and said she's the pastor. I said, what did Apostle Paul say about lady pastors? Women not speaking in 1 Corinthians 14 in the gathered body. And in 1 Timothy 2, women not taking authority over men. And she just shrugged off and said, oh, whatever. Religion sins against God every day. But if you open the Bible, you'll see the path to eternal life. It's narrow. It's true. It's holy. It's set apart in spirit and in truth. Test yourself to the Word of God, American neighbor. Don't deceive yourself into thinking you can throw God's scraps, that you can just believe. Even the demons believe and tremble. Satan will not enter the kingdom of God, and he believes in Jesus. The path to eternal life is obedience. The path to eternal life is being born again by the blood of Christ. Repentance. Holiness that leads you to follow the word of God and enduring. Unless you do that, judgment and wrath is coming against all the sons of disobedience. Loving our neighbor, warning you about judgment that's coming. What are you living your life for? You're wasting your life. Why would you waste your life on the temporal when you could live for that which is eternal? Wrath of God is coming. He'll set you apart as a goat, or you could be a sheep of God by following Christ's voice and obeying him. You're not obeying Jesus as you live like the world, folks. When were you born again? When was your life transformed? In spirit, in truth. Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. Christ made the narrow way of eternal life. Jesus tells the story, the parable about the talents. One servant does good, one servant does good. One servant does nothing and gets tied up and thrown into outer darkness. What are you doing with what God has given you if you claim to be a believer? He's given you the word. The Spirit is ready to convict and teach and guide and comfort. If you're doing nothing with what God has given you other than Sunday church, you're going to be tied up, thrown in outer darkness on Judgment Day. Because it's the fruit that you don't love and desire to please your master. Did you know the Bible says it pleases God when we obey him in holiness? The American church people don't want to please God. They like to please their own flesh and their own false way. Are you pleasing God with how you live? Are you walking in holiness and obedience? Jesus also told the parable, or I should say the Bible, although the Bible is God's word. He told the parable. He said, go out into the highways and the hedges and invite yourself in. Invite them in. Invite all the people into the marriage, this wedding supper. And people came and they were prepared for it. And one guy showed up and didn't even put anything different on his body. The temple is the Holy Spirit's body. The temple of the Holy Spirit is the body. And he didn't just get scolded and say, oh, you didn't know. He got bound up and he got sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. Will that be you? How about the parable of the 10 virgins? 5 were prepared for their bridegroom's visit, for his coming. 5 were not prepared. They missed out on eternal life because they were not prepared. Judgment and tribulation is coming soon, the wrath of God. And if you're not preparing your life for it, you're going to be swept away like people that build their house on sand, like people that don't build their life on the rock of Jesus Christ. You're going to be swept away into sin and deception and worldliness. You're going to be swept away by the Antichrist that's going to rise up soon. And I like to remind people, if you think COVID lockdown was something, you ain't seen nothing yet when the Antichrist rises up. The Antichrist rises up and he locks down the people and it's going to cause you to lose your head if you don't agree with what the Antichrist is telling people to do. And if you're not living for Christ today in spirit and truth, you're not going to live for Christ when it's guillotine, life and death, serve Christ, or take the mark of the beast and serve the evil one. So test yourselves, neighbor, asking them what you're living for. What is your life set on? God gives you a heartbeat. God gives you breath. God gives you life. God gives you earth to stand on. God gives you all kinds of things. Yet people trample the goodness, the love, the grace, the mercy of God to live their own life. But if you'll turn and repent and seek the kingdom, God will turn lights on and you'll begin to see more truth. But if you don't, obey with what God has already given you, why will He give you more truth? If you don't walk in righteousness and holiness, reading the scriptures, why will God give you more truth? If you don't obey God and repent and come out of all sin, why will God show you more truth? He won't, neighbor. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. You're here in a tourist town full of flesh and entertainment and carnality. Most of the people here were just flopping at the beach in their underwear. I can know it's true because one, we drove in here, the beach was full. As we drove by, we see it, we turn away from it, but it's right there. And then I see people throw little things over their body to cover up that, but it's very little and very minor. Holiness and obedience mark God's people. They don't go out and entertain themselves in the sin and the flesh and the carnality of the world. Nakedness and harlotry and how you dress is a sin before God. Showing off your body is a sin before a holy God. Walking around in pride and vanity is a sin before a holy God. One sin kept man out of the garden. One sin killed people. What one sin is going to keep you from eternal life? Don't miss the love, grace, mercy, peace, forgiveness of Jesus Christ as you live your carnal life, following your flesh rather than following the Spirit. Jesus said that God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. You're not worshiping God in spirit as you follow the ways of the world and your flesh. You're following to destruction and damnation. Test yourself, neighbor, to the holy word of God.